Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyot Klal Gimel, and we finished Siman Zayin. I want to just address one side issue which he mentioned over here in Siman Zayin. He spoke about saying Kiddush Lavona in the streets when the streets aren't clean. He says it's better not to mekadesh at all, and it's considered a mitzvah to do that if it's not possible to mekadesh b'makom naki. So now, the halacha of saying Kiddush Lavona outside as opposed to inside. The Chayyotim himself later on in Klal Kufyut Ches, which is the Lachos of Rosh Chodesh and Kiddush Lavona, says if it's possible, Bekal, it's possible easily to go outside, a person should say Kiddush Lavona outside. This is based on a Ramah in Hilchos Kiddush Lavona, where the Ramah says that a person should say Kiddush Lavona outside. There are two reasons given. The primary reason which is given is because Chazal say that Kiddush Lavona is like being Mekabel Panei Shekhinah. It's Kabbalah Panei Shekhinah, so you go out to greet the Shekhinah. You go out to greet, like a person would go out to greet the king. You don't wait till the king comes inside. It's appropriate to go outside and to greet them. So we go out to say Kiddush Lavona. The Maharam brings a second reason, which the Achranim seem to have difficulty with. So the primary reason to understand is this idea of going out Likras HaMelech. It's not mentioned in the Gemara that there's such a requirement. The Gemara just says it's like Kabbalah Panei Shekhinah. The Gemara does not require that you have to go out to do that. And therefore, the Mishmur points out that it's not Ma'akabit Yevon. The language of the Chayyotim supports that. He says if it's possible easily to go outside, one should do so. So in the case, for example, where it's very cold, or a person is limited in their mobility, or it's not a Makom Naki, as the Mishmur says, you can say it inside. He does point out the question is a question, can you say it through a window pane? Is that considered a valid form of re'iyah? So this is a discussion in Hilchos Kiddush Lavona, is that acceptable? And the assumption in Allah is yes, that's why people can wear glasses when they say Kiddush Lavona. But there is a preference if possible to open the window. You should not be doing it there. Let's say you have a situation where the lavona is not visible from the side of the house. The windows are angled in such a way that it's not possible. So then the only way you could say Kiddush Lavona, you must be able to visualize the lavona for the purpose of Kiddush Lavona. So what the Chayyotim means over here is not a case where the issue was saying outside and you can see it inside. Because in that situation, you would say it inside. The case is saying where it's not possible to say Kiddush Lavona unless you go outside. It's a case where the lavona is not visible from inside. The angle where it's visible is such that you cannot see it. It's obstructed due to the angle of the windows, etc. So the only way you can say it is going outside, but going outside would entail being in a makom which is not naki. So in that situation, it's better not to say Kiddush Lavona at all. But you shouldn't walk away thinking the Chayyotim is saying that the person must say Kiddush Lavona outside, and if he cannot say it outside, he cannot do the mitzvah. That is incorrect. This Chazal that Zavis HaTarichu Yomim is used in a second place as well. The case of a person who's a shikur, a person who is inebriated and he cannot daven, Allah is not allowed to daven. So if he davens, it's considered the same idea as Zavis HaTarichu Yomim to Eva. It's considered an abomination to daven under those circumstances. A person who walks into the presence of the king when they're drunk is not giving cover to the king, doing the opposite. They're being mavaz of the king. So a person should not daven, and the person doesn't daven, they get scar. They get rewarded from the Shemayim for being careful in this issue. So similarly over here, Chayyim is saying this idea of this bracha, v'davar zeh tarichu yomim. Now the Chayyim continues and discusses, when discussing what soya is, we have to clarify a few points. There's no difference in soya. If soya is very loose, very firm. If it has a smell, doesn't have a smell, does not make a difference. It's considered soya. However, soya of a very young, of an infant, is not considered, it's not masriach, it doesn't have the same type of smell in general. The intestines of the child are not as developed. The processing of the food is different. So at what point do we consider the changeover that the child soya, now is halachic din of soya, which would then generate halachic issues. So Chazal said it's when the child reaches the point where they eat a kazayas of dagon. They can eat a kazayas of dagon, so a child eats very small amounts. At the beginning, they're just nursing or taking a formula. Eventually, they start eating solids, And then the beginning of Salas, they eat very, very thin items, etc. Eventually they eat to the point where they can actually have bread. So a person, they can eat a kazayas worth of pas. They can eat a small amount today, a small amount tomorrow, a small amount spread over 5 days. No, it has to be kazayas b'deachilis pas. So they can consume a kazayas of bread within the allotted time of b'deachilis pas. Once they reach that stage, now their soya is a dinner of soya. That is indicative of the fact that their intestines have developed enough that what they're producing is soya, as a lawful status of soya. And that's the point that he says in Simeches. Now, how long is Kedei Achilles Pras? The time it takes for Kedei Achilles Pras, there are multiple opinions. We've discussed this before. Some server brings a Rav from Gemara that the shear is 2 minutes. Ramesh and others say that shear is not the primary shear. The primary shear for Cheshasha with the Raisa, we would use 3.5 minutes. That's the shortest shear, the next shortest shear, which is the shear that Machesha says. The Russian says a person can rely on the opinion of 4 or 4.5 minutes. That's the Iker shear. So if regards eating Yom Kippur, scenarios where a person is trying to avoid breaking Yom Kippur totally, they'll do eating shiurim of food under the shear of chi of Yom Kippur. It's a loss of mineraisa, but it's definitely a more lenient type of aveira. But eating food combines together over a period of time, though he's eating the food items, small amounts, with a large gap in between, to the point that the halachically they're not considered one achila. What's the gap? Kedei achilas pras. So over there, Rav Moshe says, a person can rely on the situation on the shear of 4 or 4.5 minutes is a fine shear to rely on. But that being said, the Marchesha says the shear is 3.5 minutes. Rav Moshe says a chila person should be chashish for that shita. So because a child can eat a kazayas of dagon, so it's the amount of dagon, which means the amount of bread which would fit into a shot glass, is a 1 ounce shot glass. It's a little bit more than that. It's about 1.1 ounces. So 1.1 ounces of bread over the period of time of 3.5 minutes, at that point in time we should consider the child's soya as a din of soya. Best time we get to clear for one or two more points about that. I do want to point out that we did have a target date to start Hilchos Shabbos. Recognizing that we have a lot to accomplish more still in the din of soya and erva, we're going to be pushing off, and we do not have a specific target date yet to when we're going to start Hilchos Shabbos. As Shem, we will try and clarify when that's going to be, and we'll let you know. Meanwhile, have a good day.